All right, check it out. Today, I'm going to share with you my response to somebody who posted something in a Facebook group about starting a contracting business and what my response to this was, because I wanted you guys to hear just in real time, off the cuff, what my thoughts were on this question and this guy posed. Jumping into the world of contracting, and he's got a couple projects under his belt already, and then he got an opportunity to bid a project, and then basically the person who was requesting the bid wrote him and said, "Hey, if you can hit this X number, the job is all yours. Okay. And this guy went on to say, you know, who knows if this, you know, if she's telling the truth, but for a new guy in business, taking a haircut on margins and squeezing my subs will pay off in the long run. And then he went on to explain a couple things about, you know, the need to reduce his margin, that this is the cost of advertising and the tuition of running his business and things like that. And that, you know, this is the philosophy that he is asking some advice on. And so, in typical Reber fashion, I weighed in very directly, very harshly, to be honest with you, with very strong language that I'm not going to use here today, because I actually posted a video on this page because it's a private page, and spoke directly to this guy. But I want to give you my thoughts on this whole thing. And I'm just going to tell you, you know, what I told him, because I think this is helpful to you. And honestly, if you follow this advice, it will put hundreds of thousands, if not a few million bucks in your pocket. All right. So first of all, this philosophy of taking a haircut in order to win jobs and stuff like that is the exact philosophy of why contractors are everyone's, little bitches. Okay. Listen, you are slamming your rocks in the door from day one if you are not respecting yourself, your experience that you have, the knowledge that you have, that your subs, your employees have, and all those other things. Listen, 80% of contractors, those of you listening right now that own a contracting business, sad to say, you should not be in business for yourself, because you just suck at being a business owner. And one of the reasons you suck is because you discount and you think that robbing Peter to pay Paul is going to pay off in the long run. And this philosophy is why most contractors don't have enough money. It's why they can't keep good people. It's why they don't have the money to train people. It's why they don't have the money to market. And every dang year around this time, everyone's freaking out because their phones have stopped ringing. All right. So this philosophy, and what my thoughts that I shared with this young contractor, is a 100% mistake. Do not get into the habit of discounting your price because somebody tells you that you need to discount your price. Consumers are liars. L-I-A-R-S, liars. They are liars. Lie, 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 lie. I'm a liar too. All right? Because if a contractor came to my house and I didn't know him, what would I do? He'd go, you know, "Hey, what's your budget for the job?" And I'd be like, "I don't know. I've never thought of anything like this." Okay, we're all liars. I went to buy a truck a couple years ago. You know, I'm ready to write the check. And I'm walking around the lot and the salesman's asking me, "Hey, can I help you with anything today?" I said, "No, just looking." I lied to him. Okay, consumers are liars because we're scared of getting ripped off, taken advantage of, and all that other stuff. So don't ever believe a consumer or, you know, somebody who's putting projects out for bid and getting estimates and all this other stuff. Don't ever believe them when they tell you that you're the high bid, and if you, you know, reduce your price, we'll give you the job and it'll be a great experience for everybody and we'll give you a lot more work. Oh, goody, I get to do more unprofitable work for you? This sounds like a total winning situation. All right, here's your action step for today. Go to Facebook. Actually, you could actually go to the Google bar and just type in thecontractorfight.com and it'll take you to our private Facebook page, The Contractor Fight. It's free. It's private. A lot of good stuff happening there to help you as a contractor level up your thinking, level up your bank account, your relationships, be a better leader, and not cave and be a moron. All right, so go to The Contractor Fight. And but one thing, when you get there, there's a cover charge, and the cover charge is you got to own your crap. Post a video, post a quick written post. I don't care how you do it, but you got to own something. Like, hey, I really suck at this, or I'm a total wuss when it comes to talking about money with customers, or I let my guys walk all over me. Whatever your crap is, you got to own it. That's how you get in the group. That's the cover charge. Just watch the pinned video at the top, and the instructions are there for you of what you need to do. And listen, if you don't do that within 24 hours of being accepted into the group, we lower the axe on you and we cut you from the group, because we just want the right few in this group instead of the wrong many, because we're fighting the contractor fight. All right, so guys, listen, most contractors live in freaking unicorn land, you know, where you think shit's going to get better. I'm just going to discount this one time. I'm just going to do this this one time. I'm just going to take a haircut here. This is a strategic decision. No, that's BS. Okay, you're setting the stage to forever being an insecure little wuss to everyone who ever shows interest in your services. This is this first step that I told this guy. I said, you discounting like this right out of the gate is the first step in a very bad habit that will be extremely hard to recover from. All right, so trust your price, do it right, and if not, walk away. Here's another question. When somebody says, oh, I need you to discount your work and the job is yours, great. Ask them, cool, does that mean I can do less of a quality job and service for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, they're going to expect just as much, and in most cases, they're going to be even more picky because they were cheap from the get-go. And people like that will not respect you if you don't first respect yourself. So stand your ground. His concern was, he's like, well, I can use this as marketing because they'll give me good reviews. And I'm like, no, listen, your best marketing is not giving away your dignity. It's delivering a kick-ass service, standing behind the work, making a profit, sticking to your guns. That's the best marketing you could do because people will respect you. All right. Making a profit is non-freaking negotiable. I told him to get some sales training and join the Contractor Sales Academy. Because had he had that sales training, he would have not been contemplating discounting the job, you know, the small amount that she asked the discount for. He would actually probably have sold the job at, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100% more than he actually did or is about to. Discounting, check this out. Discounting for one person brings more of them to you. What was that movie where they're like, yeah, somebody fed like one of the pigeons? It's like an animated kids movie or something. Oh, it's just one piece of bread. I'll throw it out to the pigeon. Next thing you know, a second pigeon shows up and a third, and now you know, the guy had like 100 pigeons around him. And that's what it's like when you discount. Because who do people hang out with? They hang out with people that are like them, that think like them. We've talked about that a lot here. And so why in the world would I want to get more people? Why would I want a referral from somebody I gave a discount to? Because they're just going to tell their friends, oh, you got to call Tom. He gave me this great discount. I just beat him up and he caved like a little wuss, you know, and I got $500 off. I got $5,000 off. I got whatever off. Okay. Don't build your business on a weak referral foundation. Do not discount. Let me say this real quick. If you know your numbers, like you really know your numbers, like we've talked here before, and somebody wants a discount, you really need the work and stuff like that, you got to get something in return. And so in that case, if it's 10 grand and they go, hey, we really need you to be at 9 grand, go, hey, sorry, but listen, I got a deal for you. Pay me in full, 100% in full right now, and I'll knock $500 off. Okay. I mean, if you got in the margin to do that and you truly know your numbers, but don't discount, get something in return. Pay me in full. Give me the check right now so that I know I get all my money, because I don't want to be playing any games with you. All right. Another thing here, I told this guy, most contractors are stressed. Don't make what they're worth, because y'all are worth a lot. And you bring a buttload of stress on yourselves and their families and their companies because of one thing. They're a wuss. That's at the end of the day, when we cave, somebody wants a discount and we cave, it's because we're a wuss. Okay, yeah, I know you're a good guy and you're trying really hard and you want to feed your family and all this other stuff, but at the end of the day, you're just a chicken to stand your ground. You're a chicken to get uncomfortable and learn how to sell, learn how to bracket, learn how to price your work, learn how to handle objections. Okay, you avoid it because it's uncomfortable. And the root of it is you're a wuss. So stop being a wuss, stop being little chicken shit, and stand up for yourself. And if they don't want to hire you, move on to somebody else, which is kind of a side note here, little tangent ADD moment for me. It's why I talk about marketing so much here and getting leads. Okay, if you have a ton of leads, you could tell people to get hosed. This is my price, get hosed, see ya, move on. Okay, because you're only going to do work that is profitable, that is a good fit for you. All right, so I also tell this guy as we close this thing out here today, listen, man, you got an opportunity early on in your business to set the tone and change your life. You're at a fork in the road right now, and you're at a place that almost every contractor would give anything to be at again, knowing what they know now when they look back on their career. So make the right choice. Don't discount. Don't throw your dignity away. Stand up for yourself. For God's sakes, don't cave. Bring in those guitars, Travis. All right, hey, listen. If you enjoy the Contractor Fight Podcast and what we're doing here to help contractors around the world kick more ass, make more money, and get their dignity back, then I would super appreciate it if you would go to iTunes and give us a review. I don't ask for this very often, just a couple times a year. And if you've been getting any benefit from this at all, please head over there and give us a review because it helps other guys like you find this show and change their lives. iTunes, Contractor Fight, go review it today.